This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you, and here with a brand new series on WGOD, and we are in the book of Galatians. We're also in a brand new series. We're right next to where we're at the church as well. So you're not going to hear anything old like you've heard before, though the lessons we can glean from the life of Moses certainly are timeless. That's why pastors and preachers and Bible expositors are still teaching them today with Moses 3,500 years ago. Here today, we're in the book of Galatians, and this comes from a sermon I just preached the other day here on the first weekend in January 2018. We're in Galatians, verse by verse. We'd love to see you. As a matter of fact, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. We're going to pick it up right where we left off at church, and that is we're in chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, where Paul is marveling at what's happened to the people in this church. There's no praise for them. There's a short little praise the Lord in here in verse 5, and then he gives them both barrels, starting in verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you in the grace of God to a different gospel, heteros euangelion. That's where we're at here today. What's happened to these guys? You see, legalists crept into the church, and they were teaching the people there, no, faith is not enough, you see. Your faith in Jesus Christ isn't enough. You need to add something to that. There, it was circumcision. That is, you had to become a Jew first, then a Christian. This is going to be a great study. This is part one. This will play on the radio today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, Sunday morning, 10:30. Why don't you come by Island Community Church, worship with us, study, and hear this book preached Sunday morning, 10:30. Here's part one now of this introduction to Galatians.
Starting a new series here this morning. I think it's a great idea to follow the book of Romans with this one here. And that is Paul's letter to the Galatians. Now let's start with a little bit more on this. How about let me read this intro I've got out of one of my Bibles. Now the Galatians, having launched their Christian experience by faith, seemed content to leave their voyage of faith and chart a new course based on works. A course that Paul, naturally, is going to find disturbing. His letter to the Galatians is a vigorous attack against the gospel of works and a defense of the gospel of faith. Paul begins by setting forth his credentials as an apostle with a message from God. Blessing comes from God on the basis of faith, not law. The law declares men guilty and imprisons them. Faith sets men free to enjoy liberty in Christ. But liberty is not license. Freedom in Christ means freedom to produce the fruits of righteousness through a Holy Spirit-led lifestyle. Some of Paul's accusers went to the Galatian churches and insisted that the Gentile converts had to be circumcised and follow all of the Jewish laws and customs in order to be saved. According to these people, which the Bible calls and people call Judaizers, according to these people, Gentiles had to first become Jews in order to become Christians. This caused much confusion in the churches that Paul and Barnabas had planted in Galatia. In response to this threat, Paul wrote this letter to the Galatian churches, plural. In it, he explained that following the Old Testament laws or the Jewish laws would not bring salvation. A person is saved only by grace through faith. Most likely, Paul wrote this letter around 49 AD, shortly before the meeting of the Jerusalem Council, that's Acts 15, which settled the law versus grace controversy. By this time, Paul himself had been a Christian for around 15 years. Here's my heading for this letter and the main thrust as we move forward in Galatians. Here it is. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. These Judaizers, friends, we're in the book of Galatians. We're just getting started here on my sermon this morning. We're going through the book of Galatians, verse by verse. Bill just gave you a handout there. It's got the verses on it. So we're just getting started here this morning. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. These Judaizers and legalists still exist in the church today. And they try to add something to the Christian message. That is, salvation is through faith alone, by grace alone. Not by works. Your works won't save you. Only your faith by the grace of God. This is the message of Martin Luther, of John Calvin, and the Reformers in the 1500s. Is that you're saved by grace alone, through faith alone. Your works won't save you. Only your faith by the grace of God. As Paul wrote to the Ephesians, by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast about it. Boy, we can see why he added that, right? Why the Holy Spirit added that. Not of works, so that we can boast about it, thinking that you got to heaven on how much money you have, or on what you did, or on your prestigious last name. Your prestigious last name's not going to get you into heaven unless if you are known by Christian. That's the name that you need to have. Now, here in Galatia, Jews were trying to bring these people into bondage by adding rules and requirements to what is required for salvation. Or to just maintain a right relationship with God. They did this too. Well, your faith is good, but in addition to faith, you see, you can't eat pork. Or in addition to faith, you need to celebrate on the Sabbath, Saturday. Or add these other rules. Or you can't wear jewelry. Or your hair's got to be a certain length. Or women can't wear pants. Only dresses. These are all man-made rules added to the gospel of grace. You're saved by grace alone. That is, you haven't earned it. You don't have it coming to you. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve grace. Otherwise, grace is not grace. If you deserve it, then it's wages. And the Bible says something about wages. You know what it says? It says the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is salvation. So that's what's going on here. There's nothing that makes this guy more upset than tinkering with the gospel. After all that Jesus did on the cross, to add something to that, nothing makes him more upset than that. Even the Corinthian church, he greeted them with a bigger greeting than this church here. We're going to get to that here coming up, just a second. A few more tidbits of an intro. Again, the Galatians, having launched their Christian experience by faith, they seemed content to leave their voyage of faith and chart a new course based on works, a course that Paul finds disturbing. Paul's letter to the Galatians is a vigorous attack against the gospel of works and defends the gospel of faith. Now, this is the only letter of Paul's addressed to a number of churches, verse 2. Now, with that in mind, let's get into this great book here. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Changes lives, saves souls. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you for the word. The word is your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the living word. Lord, we ask for your blessings now here today and each and every week as we get into your word. We listen for your voice. We listen where we know that you speak in our Bibles. Show us where we fall short, where we miss the mark. Help us so that we can repent and change and make things right. Speak to us through your word now. We listen for you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're at Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Now, that's a standard greeting in those days. The writer's name at the beginning, not at the end. The way that we write them. Now, in all Paul's letters, he starts with a nice little praise and encouragement, tells them all the good that they're doing, and he builds them up, but not with this church. This is the only church there's no praise. The only letter of Paul's you read that there's no praise in the beginning of them. Again, he had much more praise for the heathen that were in Corinth than this group here in Galatia. Why? For tinkering with the gospel. The sin he could handle, tinkering with the gospel, he's going to have no part of that. Don't mess with the gospel. What does it say in the book of Revelation? If you add anything or take anything away. Right, the same curse we're going to read here in a minute. The curse of listening to those that come to you with a different gospel. Cursed, anathema is the Greek word. After one verse, a praise of the Lord Jesus Christ, starting in verse 6, he's going to give them both barrels. Now, notice in verse 1 how the Apostle Paul, how he became an apostle. Unlike today, where Pentecostal churches appoint apostles on Sunday afternoons at 4:30, followed by roast chicken and dumplings.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.